Hello, welcome everybody. Thanks again for joining us on the Healing Highway. This is Creation Lightship Healing. It is Monday, November 24th, 2014, and we are live on bbsradio.com Station 1. Ron Amatron is with us here tonight. You can check out Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com, for all things lightship related. And we will be taking your questions tonight via fast chat or via email, whichever you prefer. You can access our fast chat page from our BBS radio homepage, and you can send questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you would like to have them live read out on air tonight, we'd love to have your input. Maybe you have a testimonial. Maybe you've done some of the clearings and healings that Ron offers lately, and you'd like to weigh in on your experience or how you felt afterwards doing them. So it's a great opportunity for you to get some issues clarified, or maybe you have been just joining us, you're a new listener, and you'd like to get clear on some of the specifics of the healings. You can also find a lot of information on our Wikipedia page and our Creation Lightship questions and answers document and our YouTube channel. All of those links can be accessed from Creation Lightship Healing at creationlightship.com. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you. Maybe we could do a clearing from the weekend. Maybe a sadness clearing for everybody or an entity clearing sample?
Yeah, I was thinking of doing one for the poor turkeys, but...
That's a good idea, yeah.
It's not here anymore, so...
I know, they've all been slaughtered already.
Yeah, if there's any around listening who'd like to get out of here, we'll just do that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And anyway... So let's do a clearing here for, sadness, I guess, if you have any sadness this time of year. A lot of people get triggered. You can get triggered, you know, if you've lost a loved one or something. And, you know, maybe this is like third, fourth year that they're no longer here and brings up memories and stuff. So we'll do that. So here we go. Releasing the energy from you for that situation that you encountered. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll release the energy, too. Maybe you have a loved one who, you know, may not be with you next year at this time. And maybe you're going through anxieties thinking about, are they going to be here at this time of the year next year? And you maybe think they're not. And, you know, might be a lot of anxiety there. Knowing this is the last year, maybe. So let's release that from you so you can at least enjoy, Thanksgiving or something here. So here we go, releasing the energy and trauma. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and I will bring up the light beam, everybody. So we'll do the male one first, and you can go to the chat room there, and you can click on a location, I believe, to get the three light beams. If not, if you just have one, we'll just energize that with the male energy. So anyway, the first light beam will be male. So I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and now we'll do the non-gender. I'll count. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I will do the female light beam. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everyone. Turn back over to Elizabeth here.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And yes, the moderator has also put a link for the light being images into our fast chat. So thank you so much, moderator. And also on the fast chat, someone was commenting about deer season. So maybe a clearing for the deer. And I know that is also happening in my part of the country, too. I think deer season is starting. So I don't know if you want to do a clearing for the deer, Ron, in addition to the turkeys. Kind of a rough time of the year for the animals here.
Yeah, here we go. This is for the deer. So
thank you.
Releasing their spirits. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go.
Okay, awesome. And you did mention this is a tough time of the year for a lot of people, and it really does seem to be. There's a lot of weird timelines, a lot of kind of emotional timelines that you could possibly be abducted onto. And I think a lot of people associate this time of year with different emotions, from happiness to sadness. So it's a very tricky time, and you really want to be aware to not get caught up in these dualities, stay peaceful and stay heart-centered. And also, I did want to add, too, that if you are affected by the sample clearings that Ron did regarding the sadness, and you would like to go further with that, there is an infinite sadness clearing that is offered through Creation Lightship. And you can find that at creationlightship.com. And I think maybe the moderator has even put the link to that in the fast chat, or maybe they will. So that might be a good clearing to look into, the infinite sadness clearing. And also, I'm thinking, Ron, would it be a good idea to do like a, I'm not sure if this is appropriate, but like a barcode clearing, what am I thinking of? The mind looping. Because if you're thinking about these same things every year, like if someone you've lost around this time of the year, then that's going to be like almost like a mind loop.
We'll bring that up here. So let's do a mind loop one clearing just for that one issue. Our situation. Here we go. So if you did lose somebody who's no longer living, we'll just say a few years ago, and you do feel a little sadness there, and you keep bringing it up every year because they're no longer at your dinner table, just think of them right now where they would normally be, and I'll release that energy. Maybe that'll stop you from mind looping it. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it again. This will be for like your animals and pets. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's awesome. And if you are experiencing anything from these clearings that are all samples, Ron does these free samples on pretty much every radio show, and we have 4 of them on BBS. So it's a great way to feel the energy, feel the peace, and also if you are responding to these, if you're having a reaction, it's always great for us to know how you're feeling, so you can send a longer email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can type your response into the fast chat. And the CLS chat is on our BBS Creation Lightship homepage. So I guess we'll move on to some questions here. We've got quite a few of them. I just want to thank everybody for writing in. And since we're on the subject, the first question, Ron, is, does the deceased loved one spirit barcode clearing make it so that person can leave Earth?
Yeah, the spirit barcode, that will allow their spirit to get out of here, yes. So they're no longer here at their spirit. The emotional body could be here. That's another clearing, but the spirit is no longer here, so it will not go through, you know, the forced reincarnation process. It's gone. And the spirit would be in quarantine, waiting for ascension time to come. So back to you.
Okay. And the that clearing can also be found on creationlightship.com. I think if you just search spirit, and you can find the search box above the healing login on the left side of the page. So we're going to move on then, and hopefully that answers the question. Yep, deceased loved one spirit clearing is the name, I believe, of that clearing. So the next question is someone asking if you might be able to tell them how many lifetimes they've had. I guess it's a parallel lifetimes question.
Probably not. Not at this time, no.
Okay. If I guess I'm thinking, too, I wonder, I don't know what was being meant by that, but if you are looking to do parallel lifetime clearing, I think we have quite a few generations, or I don't know if they're parallels, but they're like past lifetimes.
Past could come into parallel too. They can replicate the past and go into, you know, the present and also into the future and have you move towards something.
Yeah. So. And I know on the website there's a bunch of different categories for the different healings. So there's all the current lifetime clearings, and then if about halfway down, there's a whole section of parallel lifetime clearings. So it all depends on what you need to do, and every person is different. So there's like an alien all parallel lifetime removal, and then there are the cloned planets and cloned Earths clearings, and that would kind of encompass all of your parallel lives. So
yeah.
I might even check those out if I were this listener, because it, like Ron said, it could be a bleed over from your past lives into your current life, or maybe even your future lives. That's the thing; it's very difficult to tell because they all kind of blend together. Okay, so. The next question is about the New Earth Transport. And the New Earth Transport is something that we do every time you've done a clearing. You want to send it over to the New Earth, which is kind of like a space holder. So, Ron, maybe we could talk about that for a minute, or we could just talk about it when we address the question. And this question is, if I do say something like the 13 all-parallel lifetime clearings, and then do a New Earth transport, do all 13 clearings I did get transported? This would be for one issue.
The answer is yes, yes. That's correct.
Okay. And then the second part of this question is, now, what if I did about three or four issues, and they input them in the box for the whole lifetime clearing? And then after doing those three or four separate issues, did a transport for them. I guess they're trying to figure out how many New Earth transports they should do. My gut would say one for each issue.
Yeah, that would be, you could do it that way, or just save them up and do it once a week.
Okay.
You know, and do it that way.
Yeah, you can do them all at the same time.
Yeah, if you keep doing clearings, then, you know, you're already being connected. So the reason why we have that is for the people that have had clearings. If ascension were to happen and I wouldn't have that clearing up or a place to hold your energy, the light wouldn't even know that you're here or that you didn't even have any clearings because there's no record of it. Remember, the light doesn't know about darkness. And so this is the way that the light can find you and connect you, you know, back into light again. Otherwise, you'd be abducted and go somewhere else. Maybe not 100%, but we'll just say that would happen. Then the light wouldn't be able to find you. This way, you are connected through that earth transport clearing. And that's why I put it up. So that's your savings account.
So. Yeah, that's true. It's a good way to look at it. And it's also a good idea because I have like a notebook where I kind of keep track of all the different clearings that I'm doing. And, you know, after I do a few, I usually just do them all at once. It only takes about a minute to do the New Earth transport. So you can enter them, you know, more than one at the same time. It's also a good idea to, have things kind of maybe some time set aside after you finish the clearing. Just do it right after you finish the clearing, and then that way you don't have them piling up. But, yeah, that's a good point, Ron. It is like a savings account. And a couple people on the fast chat are responding, so thank you. Thanks for the deer clearing. My body jumping felt sadness leave. And search for, okay, so if you're looking for the deceased loved one emotional or spirit barcode, the moderator has put two links in there for us. And someone else commented that reincarnation is false when we have many parallel lives, hundreds of them each lifetime. So, yeah, the parallel life thing is kind of a big issue. It's really a bit complicated, I guess. But you could also probably do timeline crashes, Ron, I would imagine, to sort of improve your current lifetime situation.
Yeah, the timeline crashes are good for a situation that comes upon you to get rid of that situation. You know, on like a new occurrence of something, you know. So from there, you know, you want to look at, you know, what is triggering that situation and then find out what whole lifetime clearing could help you. So if it's strictly like a fear-related clearing, that you may need, you know, you may be dealing with a lot of fear and going into timelines having fears. So doing, you know, timeline crashes for your specific incident of maybe fear of having a dog bite you, and then you have another fear of maybe being run over by a car, and another one of having somebody yell at you, and, you know, it can go on and on. It's still going to be fear. So you want to get rid of the fear energy on the whole lifetime clearing so you can be free of the fear. Then you won't have to do as many timeline crashes. That's kind of the way it works. So the timelines are used to get you out of a particular situation or occurrence that you found yourself in, and to keep that from being replicated, to cause you more harm. So like the dog bite situation, if you're dealing with a dog bite, then you could have another dog bite in you. So the timeline crash is good to get that away from you. But maybe the first thing that you want to look at after you do that is, am I afraid of dogs? Well, yeah. So that's going to bring all the dogs into your life to bite you, if that's what your fear is. And, you know, you could be doing timeline crashes forever each time a dog bites you. You want to head it off at the pass and do the fear clearing to get the dog bites off of you, since you're dealing with fear. So you have to look at what it is. And, you know, and like with fear, how many fears do you have? You know, maybe fear of dying is a big one. And so you may want to look at that too. So you could have a close call with death, and the timeline crash could, you know, help prevent you from being run over by a car or other things happening like that. But it's still, what's the initial situation going on? And, you know, what are you dealing with? That's why you want to do the whole lifetime clearings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back to you.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of like getting to the root cause instead of just attacking the symptoms without knowing the root cause. Because if you just keep getting bitten by dogs, or you're like, why do I keep doing this? Then you clear that energy off of you, and you're not clearing the emotional fear. It's going to keep happening. This is what I try to tell people at the expos, too, because I think a lot of people do the sample clearings, and a lot of people listen to the radio shows, and they get the samples from the radio shows. But if you're not doing the emotional whole lifetime clearing, and this is actually great because somebody on the fast chat had a question about, is there such a thing as clearing overload? So you're still getting the benefits of the clearings if you're doing the samples and the free clearings, but it's kind of like you're not getting to the root cause. And they're all going to work for you, but by doing the emotional whole lifetime clearing, which is the first clearing that everyone should do to be disconnected from all the emotions that are motivating you, such as fear or disappointment or anger or sadness or you're reacting to things. So that's what's really important. And that's kind of when you commit to that is, I think, when you start to see sort of these real life changing outlooks and mentalities in your life. You notice that you're not making decisions from a place of fear anymore. In fact, you don't even really relate to fear. It's just kind of an emotion that other people have, which is, you know, how you kind of feel after you do the whole lifetime emotional clearing. I mean, you still remember what happened to you, but it's like kind of like Ron has used this before when he says kind of like watching a movie and it's somebody else's life. So that's a great point, Ron, and I think that's a really important point, too, for not only our new listeners, but people who have been kind of frequent flyers on the Creation Lightship for a number of years. It's great to always remember that. So is there such a thing as clearing overload, Ron?
Yeah, I don't have an overload clearing, but, you know, let's see.
I would think you just need to do spirit infusion, too.
Yeah, I think we have something that did have overload on it. Maybe it's in the self-empowerment clearing. I don't know, but it wouldn't be the same. You could probably go in and do the special clearing, you know, for overload or extreme overload or something. And that could be, you know, if that's what your theme is, you know, you got to look at what's your theme of your life. And if that's been, on your plate for quite a while, then you may want to do the whole lifetime clearing for that. And the special clearing, you know, is designed for things that we don't have up there on the website, you know, because there's so much anyway, you know.
There's also a being overwhelmed clearing.
I'm thinking of that one, overwhelmed.
One
that could be that one. But I'll do a sample for that. So it could be overload or overwhelmed, whatever you wish to choose here. In fact, I'll do one of each, just see if there is a different relationship between you and it. So here we go. Let's do the overload clearing. So think of your situation right now of being overloaded. Remember, all I can do is take one page out of your large phone book, we'll say, of clearings, you know, of situations. So I can only clear one incident. You could have, you know, 10,000 of them. I can only clear the last one or the one that you're looking at. So bring it up. And here we go. This is what you're looking at is what's taking you out of your peace. So here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now I'll do the one for being overwhelmed. And look and see if that last clearing took it away from you. And if it did not, then you may want to do the overwhelmed one. So let's see how that works out here. So everybody think of a situation also, or the same one, being overwhelmed. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And just to maybe look at it from a different angle, I was also thinking maybe this person meant there are so many clearings that they want to do that they feel overwhelmed. So I'm wondering if there is, I'm just wondering how you would look at that. If you feel like you go to the website and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to do all of these clearings, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, well, if you have your emotional clearing and maybe a couple other ones, you know, these are the whole lifetime ones, then you probably won't be overwhelmed.
Okay.
You're only overwhelmed when you first see them all, okay, and start reading what they are, because most people will probably be checking off probably 70% of them. So, yeah,
right.
I need this one, I need that one, and that's not true. They could all help you, but you don't need all of them, okay? Remember, the only times you really need a clearing is when that energetic body is stuffed full. You know, if it's 80% stuff full, you still may need it, but it's not running your life. So when the energetic body gets stuff full, then it's running your life, and that body now has no buffer between you and that situation. So just think of those energetic bodies as like a big sponge or a container. Just use the word container. So each time you see a situation happening, instead of having it affect and actually kill your body, from all that psychic energy, it gets put into this pool. And, you know, the pool initially is empty. Now, when it starts running over, then you're dealing with all this stuff because it can no longer help you. And you may get stuff from that clearing going sideways, too. So you may have, like we're talking about fear or anxiety, you may have situations that, you know, were in that pool that kind of got splashed out when the new one came in, a new situation. And so you may be dealing with stuff you don't even know about, maybe from when you were 5 years of age, and now it's popping up because that pool is full, and each time a new one comes in, it splashes out a bunch of other things, and now you're contaminated even more. That's why you want to get these clearings done. So that's the reason for it. And once you have it, then you feel pretty much at peace. And if you tend to think that you need more of that, then, you know, get the unlimited version after you do your whole lifetime one at some point.
Yeah, so, and that unlimited can be so effective against all of these problems like we've been talking about. I mean, if you start feeling afraid or you encounter a situation where you feel uncomfortable, you can just go in and clear it. And I think it after you do that, you may find that you don't even need all the clearings that you thought you did before you went ahead and did that. So it's just a matter of kind of keeping it up to date. I guess it's like your computer software or your phone. You have to update apps so the operating equipment runs smoothly. It's the same thing with your spirit. You just need an update, you know. You let it go too long, soon, you know, your OS won't boot up and your, you know, phone won't work and everyone else gets a newer phone and, you know, and you're just kind of like, okay, my phone's not working anymore. Well, I haven't done an update in, you know, 47 weeks and kind of all piles up, you know, so it's kind of the same thing with your spirit. You have to keep upgrading, not upgrading, but, you know, updating, I should have said. So it's important.
If they're just clearing out the residue that you're getting contaminated with.
Right. So it's like going to the spiritual car wash or dusting, something everyone doesn't like to do, but after we do it, everything looks so much better. I'm just trying to think of where we should go next, Ron. I do have a bunch more listener questions. And this next one is on a little bit different topic. So this person writes in that they had someone stop by their house and do some basic maintenance, and now they're having all kinds of things, little things going wrong in their house, and they're wondering if perhaps there is an entity in the house or something else that they need to take care of. And they mentioned that this person told a lot of weird stories, and we were left with a very uneasy feeling after they left. Please advise.
I would say probably entities maybe were telling the stories, okay? I'll kind of look at this here. So we'll say the entities were in this person, and they wanted to talk. So they found an ear or two to talk to, and in the process, they now found another host, and they got into the house and into the purse, into the people, or maybe it just came into the house trying to live there, but it, you know, started causing some havoc to get attention.
Hmm.
So when you would think about, we'll just say that, I don't know, we'll just say hypothetically you had a hook on the wall that you put your coat on, and it's worked perfectly fine for years, and now you put your coat on, and it's off the wall, and you go, what's going on here, you know? Well, very possibly that energy could have maybe loosened it, you know, one of these sci-fi things going on, but, you know, if there wasn't anything happening before, and now you have something going on, then chances are it wants attention, so it's using whatever it can do to get attention. So I'd probably do a space clearing, first of all, and then also from there, see if it's hopped into you, and probably do an entity clearing. Because it could be living with you, or maybe a lot of them could be living with you, because it likes you, you know?
They want to move in, those entities.
Yeah, maybe you gave them some coffee and donuts or something, and they go, oh, man, this is the place to be. Anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so space clearing and entity clearing for both the house and possibly yourself.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, great. Okay, so getting back to the emotional whole lifetime clearing, somebody on the fast chat is asking, when you say whole lifetime, do you mean all the generations of the emotional clearing? Thanks.
No, it would just strictly be the whole lifetime is your lifetime that you have right now. Okay? So it'd be like if your age of, say, 29, it would be your 29 years of living here. And that's what the whole lifetime would be. Now, if you happen to have a lot of stuff going on, then you may want to do like the first seven generational one. That will go back to, hypothetically, maybe the mid-1800s, okay, which would be seven generations. And so from that point, that can get rid of a lot of the more current mindset energies and behavior patterns that your ancestors had that's hopped into you. Because normally who you are is your grandparents, so you're going to be carrying their energy probably much more than your parents' energy as far as relating to that and bringing that, say, talent full. So I think we had a beep, Elizabeth, a little. I think we have a caller on.
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
This is a very interesting discussion. I didn't want to interrupt it, but here I am. So I have what's possibly a...
Go ahead.
Okay. I have what's possibly a tough question, but it was an epiphany I had this afternoon. It'll take me a minute to explain it, if you allow me the time, but it'll be worth it at the end, I think. Okay, so I wrote it down so I wouldn't screw up. Many studies show vitamin C can cure cancer, snake and spider bites, Ebola, pesticide poisoning, heart disease, arthritis, and many other infections and maladies, even radiation. And C, vitamin C also creates beneficial oxygen therapies in our bodies. Those of you that know me know that I write about this stuff. Most higher earth life forms manufacture their own vitamin C in their bodies, except for humans, monkeys, and guinea pigs. Even up to hundreds of grams of vitamin C daily compared to our zero daily. Now, think of all the things I just said that it's been known to cure. Okay, that information is suppressed to increase our suffering that feeds the aliens. However, it turns out that all the genetic information needed is already within us so that we can manufacture our own body vitamin C, just like a billy goat. The problem is that genetically, back in time, somebody put a block in our livers turning off the manufacturing system. So when you take the two things, the suppression of information to the people about taking vitamin C supplementation, like in the new liposomal form, combined with our inability to use our own innate ability to manufacture the vitamin C that's already within us, is why we have so much suffering creating biological problems. That's the majority of it all. So this is the big question. So many aliens must have put back this block in our livers that prevents us from making our own vitamin C, which system is already inside us. Now, Creation Lightship is so good at physical problems, so in my opinion, could we, and I'm asking for, get a clearing that specifically takes this alien design suffering profit maker out of us? This block. This, of course, would result in our vitamin C making systems coming back online and dramatically decreasing all unnecessary suffering.
Well, that sounds pretty good. We have the object clearing, and you might try that. I think it's $1 to do water charging, the water charging clearing, or the object. Maybe either one of those could work, and you can specify that. So that could be done probably now. What I'm thinking as you're talking, maybe the aliens don't like vitamin C. Maybe it harms them, okay? And so they because they didn't want, they don't like vitamin C. I haven't seen I haven't really seen animals going into the tunnels being eaten, for rituals, but I have seen people. So, anyway, so that's a possibility. Maybe vitamin C is harmful to them, you know?
But that's why they don't eat the animals.
Yeah, very possible. I can't claim that for sure, but, looking back, I think I would have saw something on the buffet tables, with maybe goats and different things that would be, walking on the earth that we would eat that, I didn't see them there. So very interesting.
Yeah, because that's one of our sources of vitamin C is to eat an animal that has vitamin C in it.
Yeah, and very possibly we're eating things that do have vitamin C.
Are you still there?
Yep. Very good. Food for thought. Yeah,
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, literally. Also reminds me of the mind of the body clearing and how we have like our own internal healer, but it's kind of been disabled over the years from all this who knows what interfering with our ability to heal ourselves.
Yep, so I would think try the object charging for a week or the water charging and put vitamin C in and just see if that helps.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And if you want to try this on your own, too, the water charging is available, water activation. And I think you can find that there's a link to that on the left-hand side of the website. If you scroll all the way down, there's a personal water activation link, and that'll take you right to the page that you would need. And it goes through step by step what it'll look like, how you can do it, and how you can pay for it. It's really great. And you can do a 4-ounce bottle for $1 to all the way up to unlimited containers for a month. And if anybody has done this, let us know how you have done it and what you've experienced. So I guess we should move on. And thanks, everybody, for sending in all these questions. It really makes the show very interesting, and I think a lot of the listeners also have similar questions sometimes, so it's very helpful to hear other people's experiences and testimonials on the clearings. So, and we have a lot of listeners tonight on the fast chat, so that's great. It's nice to have so many people listening on Mondays. So just to clarify, Ron, regarding the emotional clearing, is the, I'm assuming this person on the fast chat is referring to this, but they're asking, is the lifetime clearing a one-time thing, or should it be done from time to time?
No, the lifetime is just for, you do it once. One
right.
time clears you, okay? And then from there, maybe after a week or two or so, if you wish to get the unlimited, if you feel things coming into your life from other people, because you already cleared your stuff that's come up in this lifetime. Now, what normally happens is with anything that you're dealing with, people will trigger your stuff that's under the surface. So once you're cleared off, you're cleared. You should be squeaky clean, but the people around you are going to activate stuff that's under the surface, and that'll come to the top, and now you're dealing with that situation. So like I say, you know, if you do a clearing, like the emotional clearing, and you run out to the hills, you know, and you're able to eat the berries and everything else there and not talk to anybody or see anybody and be secluded and being in that peace energy, you won't need any people around you, and you'd probably feel perfectly fine, but you do have to have food. But if you can eat berries and you want to be a recluse, you wouldn't have any troubles at all in your life because nothing's going to come forward to energize them. Because, you know, the plants and the animals really are not going to be talking to you about cruelty and harm and your genetic stuff because they don't relate to that. So you'd be perfectly fine, but unfortunately, that may not be a possibility for probably most of the listeners here. So your friends and family will activate, and your coworkers will activate new stuff in you. But it may take a long time for you to really get triggered. But once you do feel like you got triggered, that's why you do the unlimited. Now, like I say, if you get the unlimited clearing, you know, go on it three times a day. It'll take you longer to log in than it will be to do the clearing. The clearing will just probably take, you know, 15 seconds, and you're cleared off for the day's stuff. So that's what I would recommend doing is, you know, get the unlimited. It's $50 after you do your whole lifetime clearing, and that keeps you current with the whole lifetime clearing that you had. So, and then you're at peace. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. It's not like you'll have to redo your emotional whole lifetime clearing, but it's just other people's stuff will affect you. So that's what the unlimited option is for. So thanks for clarifying that, Ron. And I think it's a good question because a lot of people seem to think that it's kind of like a one-time thing or what does it really do, and why do we have to get an upgrade? And that really explains it very well.
Yeah, and the clearings are in the now. And
mm-hmm.
So the work from the past to the current now. And if you stay in the now, you won't need any clearing whatsoever. Because then you're at peace. When you get out of the now is when your situations happen. And that's when people trigger you. So that's why we put up the unlimited so that, you know, you won't be stuck having a clearing and then bringing on more stuff into your life, taking you further away from ascension. Because then you're bringing in more energy into you that you know, new energies that shouldn't really be with you, but your friends gave them to you. They gave you the gift of whatever it would be. The gift of baggage.
The wonderful gift of emotional baggage. So, all right, Ron, we have so many questions here. So I guess we should just move on. And the next question, someone was asking on the fast chat if we can we timeline crash the removal of my ability to create my own vitamin C?
I don't know. I'd give it a try and just see. I don't know, you know, how much is involved in that. Maybe, you know, that whole strand is released. Normally the timeline crashes are for mental stuff. Maybe because you're running, the timelines are mental timelines because they're in time. So you may not have that energy inside of you to bring up. You have to get it activated first, or at least find it. So the timeline crash, I would say it would probably not work, only because how long have you been here? And how many timeline crashes would you have to do to find the original core energy where you were producing it? How long ago was that? And how many times was it into effect or wasn't working? It could be trillions of times. And who wants to do a trillion timeline crashes? And you probably couldn't live long enough to do all of them. So another way of looking at it, if you maybe did one for each day of your life in this lifetime, it possibly could help you in maybe 1% or something like that. If you had it when you were, you know, being conceived, did you want to go back to conception? So if you took your current age and did maybe each day, possibly, of your life, and then add another, say, 90 days onto that, possibly you might be able to help yourself out, you know. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. So that's great. And I just really appreciate, Ron, you taking the time to explain this, because I feel like it's such a good refresher, too, for everybody that's been on the Creation Lightship and doing the healings and clearings on creationlightship.com. And I just had another question on the chat box, and someone was asking, what is the difference between personal, divine, light code, water activation, and water charge? I'm thinking they're the same thing, but I just want to clarify that with you, Ron.
Okay, yeah, the water, I guess the water charging would be what we do.
Kind of on the calls, maybe?
Yeah, that'd be on the Wednesday calls,
okay.
And then a Saturday call once a month.
Right.
The other one is designed to give you 1 week of water, and that week of water is designed for what you need, you know, right now, just like the other ones would be. But we kind of maybe just change the way the words are a little bit on it. But it gives you what you need in the present moment. And that's why the water only lasts for 1 day, because in 1 day you may be changing the next day for something else. And you could even be changing, you know, during the day. Some people say, gee, Ron, you know, I needed that water and I drank all of it. And what do I do? Do I wait for the next day to have more water? I'm still thirsty. No, then what you do is, if you are still thirsty, then go into the next day's water, because it will work with you in the moment for what you need. So back to you.
Okay. That's great. And you can also find information about the calls that Ron is talking about at the top of creationlightship.com. That's the weekly Wednesday call. And also check out the, if you scroll down, the personal divine activations. That's also, we mentioned earlier in the show, the object. And that's water object and divinely activated pictures over there on the left. And I think Ron also mentioned an object clearing, so you can also type that into the search for healing to find that. There's a question from a listener who fell yesterday and broke their arm and badly bruised their ribs, so they're in a lot of pain, and was wondering if you could do a pain release sample clearing.
Okay, here we go. So pain, think of pain that you may have with your body right now, or even a past pain. So here we go. Pain energies, releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So back to you.
Okay, thanks. And also, I just wanted to mention, too, there is a pain body clearing, so that one might be a good one to do.
If you do have a situation like that going on and it's fairly recent, by all means, get on to the body jumpstart.
Oh, yeah.
Get all those clearings to help you out for that. And it's a 3-month clearing of all different energetic bodies. And, you know, I think there's four or five clearings, I think, in there. It's a clearing bundle, so get into that. So back to you, and it also activates the mind of the body to help heal, too.
Yeah, that's an important one, and that's the mind of the body is a great clearing to run. That one is also available, and we are actually coming to the end of our show. I can't believe it. This hour goes by so quickly, and I guess we should just probably end with one more question. I also wanted to say, too, that if you didn't get a chance, definitely check out the Saturday archive. It's posted on the chat, but the topic is why the creation lightship can't save the world. And I think it's there's a link there, too. So if you had a bunch of questions and they didn't get answered, I think a lot of them did get answered on the Saturday show. And also, Ron does a very good explanation of this topic and kind of, we also had another listener, Ron, ask earlier in the show, and I just now am opening their question, but they're kind of wondering, like, what is your jurisdiction, like, why you can do certain things but not others. So maybe that's a good place for the final question tonight.
Well, yeah, I came to help people with clearings to clean out your physical body from residue. In the time of Jesus, you know, it was sort of stated in the Bible that Jesus came to save you from your sins. So the people that were walking the earth at that time had that emotional clearing done some way, okay? Not that it was the exact same one that we have now, but it would have done the same thing. Well, naturally, most people never, nobody, you know, if the whole world would have got it, it would have been a different place at that time. But, you know, the Galactic Federation took out Jesus, you know, killed him and everything else, so, and entities that came in to people. But my jurisdiction now went from doing the same type of clearings to clean out the body so you can get your spirit back into it. That's the bottom line why we do clearings, or you could say deprogramming of you to get more of your spirit with you that you lost because of thinking. And so from there, the mind control patterns got released, and you should feel much better. My jurisdiction then turned into working with aliens to get them out of the situation because the aliens were causing this mind control stuff onto people. So that's where I am. I never really wanted to work and to do alien stuff.
Right.
But got drawn into that. So that's my jurisdiction. As far as anything else, you know, trying to save the planet or to help out the rainforest or to save the water and the chemtrails, well, that's not in my jurisdiction. It's mainly the people here to get them back to their own spirit consciousness. And that's the ones that are working with me. So I can't do anything for anybody unless you, you know, get a clearing for one person or two, maybe in your family. But other than that, they have to want to come to understand what's happening, you know, with, you know, their own spirit. And it's your own personal journey. Light will not come to anyone and force light upon them or that consciousness of peace because the people, you know, are needing or wanting to have peace, and that's how they find us. So that's the whole thing. The light doesn't come in and interfere with anybody's free will, free choice, and neither will your spirit. So I guess the show is about ending here, and the next show that we have will be on Wednesday, still Station 1, and it will be at 7 o'clock Pacific time. And tomorrow we have, at 5:30 Pacific, we have our energetic cord release. And that's $20, and normally the short run is about an hour and a half for the conference call. And you get energetic cordings off of you. That makes you feel much better. And like the person earlier mentioned, maybe a broken arm, well, you probably have a lot of cords there. If people
see you maybe in a cast. Everybody who looks at you will put an energetic cord out. So you may want to get on that call to get the stuff released. And that's what happens. People cord people and start taking away your energies. And they can give you pain, too, and so can entities. Entity call is on Friday. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. And we'll see you later. Thank you, Elizabeth.